November 13, Matthew 26, 57 to 65. Caiaphas, rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. Joel 2:13. It was a custom among the Jews for the garments to be rent at the death of friends, but this custom the priests were not to observe. Everything worn by the priest was to be whole and without blemish. By his beautiful official garments was represented the character of the great antitype, Jesus Christ. Nothing but perfection in dress and attitude, in word and spirit, could be acceptable to God. He is holy, and his glory and perfection must be represented by the earthly service. Finite man might rend his own heart by showing a contrite and humble spirit. This God would discern, but no rent must be made in the priestly robes, for this would mar the representation of heavenly things. When Christ declared himself the Son of God, Caiaphas in pretended horror rent his robe and accused the Holy One of Israel of blasphemy. He had done the very thing that the Lord had commanded should not be done. Standing under the condemnation of God, he pronounced sentence on Christ as a blasphemer. The priestly robe he rent in order to impress the people with his horror of the sin of blasphemy covered a heart full of wickedness. How different was the true high priest from the false and corrupted Caiaphas? Christ stood before the false high priest, pure and undefiled, without a taint of sin. Christ mourned for the transgression of every human being. He bore even the guiltiness of Caiaphas, knowing the hypocrisy that dwelt in his soul, why for pretense he rent his robe. Christ did not rend his robe, but his soul was rent. His garment of human flesh was rent as he hung on the cross, the sin-bearer of the race. Many today who claim to be Christians are in danger of rending their garments, making an outward show of repentance when their hearts are not softened or subdued. This is why so many continue to make failures in the Christian life. An outward appearance of sorrow is shown for wrong, but their repentance is not that which needs not to be repented of.